Back Page with Bo every day at 12:45. Hello, Bo.
So congratulations once again to Chris Sale for bringing home the Cy Young Award last night. Let me plan y'all's evening out for you. This is exactly how I'm going to spend mine. I know y'all won't do this, but at 6 o'clock Eastern, we finally come to the end of the MLB Players Writers Association Awards.
What's left?
The MVP announcement.
Oh.
In the AL, you're going to have Judge Soto and Bobby Witt Jr. It's going to be Aaron Judge for the second straight year. In the National League, you've got Lindor. You've got Kettle Marte. So we've got a shortstop and a second baseman.
Come on, man.
Then you got Shohei Ohtani, who hit 50-50 and his team won the World Series. Come on.
Come on, man.
I think it's going to be him.
I think it should be him.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's just skip the whole thing.
I didn't realize Kettle Marte was in the top three.
Yeah. Yeah. He had, in position players, he was the best, like, second baseman in the league.
That guy batted leadoff for the Mariners on opening day, like, 10 years ago.
A long time ago, yeah.
And they traded him for nothing. Just another in the long line of genius moves by the Seattle Mariners front office.
So in order to commemorate Chris Sale's achievement, it was announced today that on April 9th, the Atlanta Braves will have a Chris Sale bobblehead.
There it is. Right.
You can find a picture of it online. It's really cool. So he's got the Gold Glove Award in one hand.
Uh-huh.
He's got the Cy Young Award in the other hand, and he's wearing a crown for the triple crown that he got. First Major League Baseball to do it since 2011, Clayton Kershaw.
So
wins, strikeouts, and ERA.
Let me ask you this, because we've been talking about him winning the Cy Young since, like, the early September. It was like, all right, that start did it. He's going to win it. I saw some debate yesterday when he won it from folks. I didn't know there was, like, Zach Wheeler or Phillies. Like, Phillies fans were mad about it.
I don't know why.
Do they have any leg to stand on, or that's nonsense?
He won the triple crown. That hadn't been done in 20 years. No. I was on math. 15 years?
Because I hadn't thought about it. I was like, well, obviously Chris Sale's going to win it, but maybe I'm in my silo.
He led the National League in wins, strikeouts, and ERA. What more do you want, Phillies fans?
Yeah, there we go.
So the best thing about this, the day they're giving away this bobblehead, please have this be the matchup. They're playing the Phillies.
Great.
So
let it be Zach Wheeler
and Sale. On the
that'd be awesome.
Maybe Sale versus Wheeler would be even that much.
That'd be even better. That'd be great.
On top of this bobblehead giveaway.
Lanyap.
So while we're on baseball, this is starting to circulate to the effect that I ran across it on Twitter about 30 minutes ago. Then a friend of mine texted me the same exact audio. So I guess Will Clark goes on the No Filter Network.
I saw this.
Oh, my goodness gracious alive. Talking about hitters in the modern era, how they're not good teammates and they're okay with just hitting 240 and having 150 strikeouts in the season. Take a listen.
A strike, guess what? You're starting to get back into the at-bat. You're getting back into the count. And so, you know, you try to talk to people about that now, and they're like, we don't need to do that. I'm swinging for the fences. I'm like, yeah, it's because you're a f***hole. You don't want to hit 300. You don't want to help your teammates out. And you don't care about striking out. That's why you strike out 150 times and hit 230, 240. So all you guys in the major leagues that hit 230, 240, 15 homers, 45 RBIs, strike out 150 times, you guys are not hitters.
Who's this?
Will Clark.
There you go.
Fired up, man.
Will Clark, former San Francisco Giant.
Okay.
Great hitter.
Yeah.
Went to World Series in 1989 with the Giants.
Very good hitter in his day.
Oh, okay. Well, he's right.
Kind of. Like, they're not just making this decision on their own.
No,
like, these guys aren't
this,
just like,
this is universal.
You know what I want to do?
No.
This is the way that it's coached and taught and preached by the teams. Like, this
how they're brought up these days.
This is how they're brought up. This is what teams are looking for. Like, this is a league-wide thing. This is not like an individual guy that one day was just like, you know what I'm going to do is strike out a bunch because I hate my teammates. Like,
I hate you.
I think striking out a bunch of times just comes along with swinging as hard as you can at every pitch.
Of course it does. I just, you know, I don't blame guys of that era for having, because, look, there's parts of the modern game that just aren't as fun to watch as it used to be. But, yeah.
So if you followed high school basketball in the area, you've probably heard of Ace Bailey, McEachern standout.
We were just talking about him.
We were.
Now
not on the radio.
Now up at Rutgers. McDonald's All-American, did all kinds of things around here. So Ace was asked, now that he's up at Rutgers, which is up north, if he's found any good food choices.
What's it like living up here? It's different from
the store. It's way different. Food way different from up here. That's way different. I'll be looking for, like Waffle House. I'll be getting hungry late nights after the gym. Y'all ain't got no Waffle House. It'd be totally different, though, but I'm adapting to it.
What needs to take Waffle House up to New York?
What they got up there?
I don't know. Huddle House?
In New York?
Yeah.
Is that where Huddle House is?
I don't know. They got a Huddle House.
Well, just in terms of, like, waffle options or just
food
options?
Somewhere like that.
Denny's? They got Denny's probably.
I think
yeah.
you're just looking at a traditional IHop. Regular diner.
Or you might have a diner.
Okay, because yeah. they got the Huddle House down in Fort Valley.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, I mean, we just talked about him because I was asking how good this kid was. And they were like, yeah, he's.
If you list, look at his list, he's got a pretty impressive list of accolades for high school basketball, yeah.
Yeah.
So, let me find out where, sorry. So, Adam Schefter, now that we played some audio from him earlier. Oh, hell, I forgot where the, it's on This Is Football. He went on This Is Football podcast. I always want to give credit to where I get audio from. So, Adam Schefter goes on This Is Football podcast, and he's asked where the weirdest place is that he's ever broken a story.
I can remember being in Denver one time, and I was
what were you doing? What were you doing, Adam?
How do I say this? I had just spent time with this woman for the first time.
Yeah, okay.
And
sure.
And got a text that Dale Carter was being suspended. I think it was for 8 games for substance abuse. And so as I continued to lay there, confirm it, and got the job done, Kevin.
Way to go, Adam.
In every which way.
There you go, Shifty.
Way to go.
Do you think he means it was the first time that him and that woman had been together?
Or he's ever been together with a woman.
Or was that his when he lost his virginity?
Oh, no. Well, I don't know.
I think it was.
Virginity.
Until you said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was.
I think he was telling us. Because who was the player whose news that he broke?
I'm going to tell you this. I know Dale. Dale, wow, boy.
It was Dale who?
Dale Carter.
Dale Carter. So when did he play?
He was, what was Dale? Dale was like 90s, late 90s.
So it might have been. He was the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year in 92.
Yeah.
Dale and he was out of the league by 05. So that news happened at some point between then.
Yeah.
There's a chance that was Adam Silver telling us when he lost his virginity.
Late 20s or so.
Yeah, I mean, he's a workaholic, man.
Yeah.
He's a workaholic. He ain't got time for women.
Exactly.
Now, TMZ did follow up with Shefty after he went on this podcast. He did break the news officially after he was done.
So,
other stuff.
Oh, he's like, I mean, so I got
to. So
go
we
to
had
work.
To wait a solid 15 seconds not, before the news broke.
I got to work, baby. thanks, love. He seems like a love guy. Thanks, love.
Trying to think. I don't know what. Love, maybe.
Yeah, he seems like a thanks, love guy.
He seems like he might try, babe, but it doesn't come out right.
He seems like a thanks, love guy. Thanks, love.
Very awkwardly, yeah.
Love sounds British.
Yeah, like, thanks, love.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. He likes a thanks, love guy. Thanks,
he also seems like the one that'll date like the really, really tall women.
Yes.
Probably only like 5'3", 5'4".
He's not a
little man.
Pretty little man.
He's a very little man. But yeah. Sup, love. Thank you, love. Yeah, Adam Schefter, love guy.
Love guy.
But yeah, Dale.
More weights than one.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. Breaking stories and getting laid.
How about that? I mean, hell, what a way to go. I mean,
the whole goal.
I mean, that's what you're going to do on your time. Because the thing about it was, how good was it when you answer your phone?
I don't know. That's not a bend.